Recorded Books presents Curing Cancer Phobia, How Risk, Fear, and Worry Mislead Us by David Ropeek, narrated by the author. This audiobook has bonus material. Please contact whomever you purchased this audiobook from to request the material. To Toby, for her patience, love, support, and for her wisdom and courage. To everyone who shared their stories about fear of cancer, and to anyone who has ever faced or fears they might one day face those frightening words, "You have cancer." Introduction. As for us, we behave like a herd of deer. When they flee from the huntsman's feathers in a fright, which way do they turn? What haven of safety do they make for? Why, they rush upon the nets, and thus they perish by confounding what they should fear with that wherein no danger lies. Epictetus. This book needs to start with an apology. How dare anyone claim that fear of cancer is excessive or, in some cases, even a phobia? The disease is a terrible killer. Most of us have been a victim of its cruelty, either as a patient or mourning the death of a family member, friend, colleague, or neighbor. Certainly medical providers know firsthand cancer's awful impact. Fear of cancer is entirely understandable. A book that seems to challenge that fear as irrational or excessive may seem an arrogant affront to the pain and loss so many of us have endured. A fair reading of the evidence, however, supports the observation that in some cases, our fear of cancer exceeds the actual risk and does great harm all by itself. In the name of our own health and public health in general, we must face that difficult reality. Critically, this book considers the evidence at the population level only, from the general perspective of public health. I do not dare challenge anyone's personal feelings about cancer or the individual choices we make under its fearful shadow. I profoundly respect that, at a personal level, our decisions about any health threat are ours alone to make in the context of our own lives, and only we can judge whether those decisions are right or wrong. Rather, the pages that follow take the 30,000-foot view, considering the impacts of our fear of cancer at the societal level. Seen through this broad lens, and in light of all we've learned about cancer in the past couple decades, it is inescapably clear that in some ways our fear of cancer significantly exceeds the actual risk, and that fear does great harm on its own. It has, in a sense, become a phobia, an extreme or irrational fear or dread aroused by a particular object or circumstance, per the Oxford English Dictionary, that imposes massive costs on our health, our economy, and our society in many ways. To reduce those costs, we need to recognize that our fear of cancer can itself cause great damage. So we need to see with greater resolution where that fear comes from, its history and its psychology, and to identify the specific harms it produces. And we need to acknowledge and support not just the work being done to understand and cure the disease itself, but also all that's being done to reduce the damage that our fear of cancer causes. One of the central messages I hope this book makes clear is that, in crucial ways, our emotional relationship with the emperor of all maladies is out of date. Consider some basic facts that flies squarely in the face of what most people believe about cancer. First, a diagnosis of cancer no longer inescapably means death. Yet death is still the first word that comes to mind for 2 in 3 people in the developed world when they hear the word cancer. As many as 2/3 of the nearly 200 types of cancer are now either treatable as chronic diseases or entirely curable. Second, not all cancers inevitably grow, spread, and harm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?